I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta. The state of Georgia used the uptick in the economy to replenish its rainy day fund. Tommy Hills is the governor's chief financial officer.
I would describe it almost as a savings account, like individual consumers need to put away some money for special expenses that come up or if they have some financial emergency, like if they lose their job.
This year, Georgia added over $400 million to its so-called revenue shortfall reserve fund. Other states did even better. Connecticut sucked away almost $440 million and Maryland over $590 million. These reserve funds come in handy in times of unexpected economic downturns. In Georgia, that was the case in 2002 and 2003. For the first time since the Great Depression, the state's income was less than projected, says Hills.
Collectively, in those 2 years, we spent some $750 million more than we took in revenue. And if we had not had the reserve fund, we would have, you know, either not been able to pay our bills or have to lay off staff in order to have the money to pay bills.
Fortunately, the fund had been fattened during the Roaring '90s and had almost $800 million available. But these funds don't grow because politicians see a need to save for the future. It only works because in many states, it's the law. In Georgia, a minimum of 4% of the yearly budget must be put aside if there is a surplus. University of Georgia political scientist Charles Bullock says otherwise there wouldn't be a reserve fund.
Our elected officials are profligates. Spend today what you have. Let tomorrow take care of itself. They're elected to two-year terms. They're in the legislature, four-year terms for the governor, so that if the rainy day doesn't come for a number of years, they don't have to worry about the consequences that it might inflict.
A state's reserves can affect its bond rating. The three rating agencies have given Georgia and a handful of other states their highest score of AAA. One thing these states have in common is a well-managed reserve fund. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.